You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Katie's from Gloucester, and she's a yoga instructor. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
Did Yoga Dan give you some pointers?
No. I miss Yoga Dan. We should bring him back for the fall.
I like that idea. Yeah, if you've never seen Yoga Dan, go to the Mix 104.1 Instagram. Didn't we put it on? Isn't that where those photos are?
Speaking They're doing of- a big yoga thing this Saturday in the morning down at Copley.
Mm.
Drums and yoga.
Mm-hmm. Drunks and yoga?
That's a,
that's Yoga Dan.
Katie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay. All right, good luck.
Bye, Katie. Or bye, Kennedy. Sorry.
Bye, both of you.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Remember, a tie is still considered a loss. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 1,689 wins. Only 167 losses. Kennedy's now in the soundproof booth. We call that the Deathly Hallows. Question number one. Mindy Kaling is having a baby. What is the name of her TV show whose sixth season starts this month?
Who's I didn't hear the name.
Mindy Kaling.
Oh my gosh. The name of the TV show that starts this month.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sixth season, yeah.
We're just going to go no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a no.
I don't know.
Question number two. Sadly, TMZ is reporting that Barbara Walters is becoming increasingly forgetful and confused. Man. What daytime talk show does she executive produce after co-hosting for 16 seasons? Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's not...
Yeah, no.
The daytime talk show, it's not Good Morning America, right?
Question number three. See, I can't tell you the answer because that would ruin the game.
Oh, that was my guess.
Okay. Tiffany Thiessen was asked if Zach or Slater was a better kisser on Saved by the Bell, but she avoided that question. Or she avoided the answer anyway. What was her character's name on Saved by the Bell?
Kelly Kapowski.
Question number four. Lorde thinks all the people who criticized her interpretive dance at the VMAs were just embarrassed to watch someone's experience, quote, full beeping joy, close quote. Is Lorde's real name Ella or Louisa?
Louisa.
Question number five. Last week, Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy celebrated their 20th wedding anniversary. Felicity was nominated for an Oscar for her performance in Transamerica. What year was the movie released? 2000, 2005.
Bless you.
Oh, that sneeze. My apologies.
No worries.
2000, 2005, or 2010?
2005.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Pollen up?
Yes.
It's dusty in here.
Oh, the pollen.
We had a rough weekend down in Connecticut.
It was really bad.
A lot of pollen up.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Katie got 2 out of 5 right.
All right.
It always irks me when somebody only has one right the whole way through and then right at the end.
Yeah, how dare they get one right?
No. They get 2 right and then we can't yell sooch.
Almost a sooch.
Well, it took her a while to get that first one, so.
All right, Kennedy, here we go. These are very difficult questions.
Go on.
Number one, Mindy Kaling is having a baby girl. What's the name of her TV show whose sixth season starts this month?
The Mindy Project.
1-0. Question number two, Kennedy. Sadly, TMZ is reporting Barbara Walters is becoming increasingly forgetful and confused. What daytime talk show does she executive produce after co-hosting for 16 seasons?
The View.
It is The View.
Of course it's The View.
Did you say The Talk?
It's Good Morning America.
No, I said, like, Good Morning America. I don't even know what I was thinking. And that's so obvious now. Anyway.
Moving on. Namaste, girl. Namaste.
I appreciate Katie's editorial comments.
I do. I love you beating yourself up over that. 2-0. Question number three. Tiffany Thiessen was asked if Zach or Slater was a better kisser, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you say?
Well, I've never kissed either. Although I was very close to Mario once.
Okay.
Zach. Definitely Zach.
Thank you, Kennedy. Well, she avoided answering the question. What was her character's name on Saved by the Bell?
Kelly Kapowski.
3-1. Question number four. Lorde thinks all the people who criticized her interpretive dance at the VMAs were just embarrassed to watch someone experience full bleeping joy, Kennedy. Mm. Is Lord's real name Ella or Louisa?
Oh, I have no idea. Ella.
Good guess.
Ella.
4-1, question number 5. Last week, Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy celebrated their 20th wedding anniversary.
They are adorable.
Felicity was nominated for an Oscar for her performance in Transamerica. What year was the movie released?
Oh, jeez.
2000, 2005, or 2010?
2010.
I'm sorry, Kennedy. It was 2005.
Interesting.
4-2 is the final score. Katie, you don't get the cash. However, I have a pair of concert tickets. You are going on October 1st to the House of Blues. You and a friend, a guest, whomever. You're going to see Hanson.
She's like,
bring your yoga mat.
Yes. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Katie?
Oh, I'm Katie from Gloucester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
All right.
Namaste, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.